Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Hey, y'all, it's your girl, Keke Palmer. I'm an actress, singer, and entrepreneur. On my new podcast, Baby, This is Keke Palmer, I'm asking friends, family, and experts the questions that are in my head. Like, is OnlyFans only bad? Where do memes come from? And where's Tom from MySpace? Listen to Baby, This is Keke Palmer, only on Amazon Music.
Watch What Crappens, Watch What Crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and today joining me is the one, the only, the hilarious and wonderful, potentially drinking on the job, Mr. Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Well, hello, Ben. No, I'm not drinking on the job. God, I wish those were the days. I miss when you could just have a nice drink on the job without everyone jumping down your goddamn throat about it. I also miss Adderall being handed out like candy and cocaine, because then you could drink and nobody could tell the difference. Not anymore. I have one glass of wine. I'm just face down for a week now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, today we're talking Below Deck, where we will discuss Camille, who does drink on the job. Before we get to that, though, we have teased it all week, all weekend long. We teased that we have two more locations for our Cheater Brand World Tour. And by World Tour, we mean basically North America. These are the last two shows that are being added, we believe. We're 95% sure. And here they are at long last. Friday, June 23rd, we are going back to Boston, Massachusetts at the Wilbur. Did you guys really think we were going to leave out Boston? Of course not. Of course not. We're going back to Boston. Friday, June 23rd. And then the next night on Saturday, June 24th, I'm extremely excited about this stop. It is our first ever casino show. And not only is it a casino show, it is a casino that has ties directly to Bravo. We are playing Foxwoods in Connecticut. Foxwoods, Mashantucket, Connecticut. The fourth largest casino in the world, by the way. And I'm so excited. I think I'm just really excited that we can play a show and then like go upstairs and go to sleep. But we're going to be doing those two shows. The pre-sale is going to be Wednesday, tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern. You can go to watchcrappens.com to get links for all that stuff. Use the pre-sale code Crappens2023. And then the general on sale is going to be Friday, this Friday, which is, I don't know what that is. Is that the 20th or whatever? So then it's general on sale. So come join us in Boston and at Foxwoods. And of course, everywhere else on this magnificent tour. Don't forget the Crappies are on February 24th here in Los Angeles. It's in the Wiltern Theater, the biggest theater I think we've ever played. It's wild. So come join us for that. WatchWhatCrappens.com is where you go for all your ticketing needs. Okay. I'm sorry. But you gotta come see us. Okay.
Oh my God. So we're closing out at the Foxwoods?
We're closing out at Foxwoods. Do you think
good
we can get...
Good night, everybody. Good night.
Do you think we can get Vanessa, who was... So Vanessa was on Game of Crowns, and her husband was one of the owners of the Foxwoods Resort, I seem to remember. So maybe we'll have some Game of Crowns legacy players somewhere in the audience.
Maybe they could just have like a fake Mrs. America pageant like they had. Remember that whole thing was like the Mrs. America pageant at Foxwoods Casino. There were like five people in the audience and it was all their husbands.
Literally, like, one of the greatest shows that Bravo ever aired was Game of Crowns. And I don't know where you can watch it now. It's not on Peacock, but I definitely did unearth the LOL clip for our Instagram over the weekend where one of the women's daughters is in like a kiddie fashion show and she sings her own song that goes, "Who's laughing now? LOL, 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 LOL." classic.
Yeah, our kid was on Toddlers and Tiaras or something.
I think so. I think so.
That was her claim to fame.
And, like, rewatching the clip is... The clip, rewatching again, is so amazing because this little girl is singing the song. And there was one woman who was on the cast of Game of Thrones who was like, she was more of like a waspy type. And everyone else is like really, really trashy. And she's just sitting there and she goes, I don't get it. She's like, what, why am I not in yoga right now? Why am I watching this?
Yeah, that show was so good. So before it's time.
It really was.
Well, anyway, we're ending up there, so I like it. I like that we're going to do a finale in the Game of Crowns finale space. Feels about
it's
right.
So good. It's so right. I'm so, so excited. So, yeah, everyone come to Foxwoods.
Okay, so we open this episode of Below Deck where we ended the last one with Camille and Alyssa screaming at each other finally because Camille came back on the boat after spending the sunset making out with Ben instead of coming straight back to the boat. She like sat and talked to Ben at the picnic and talked about like how into like each other they were, and then like they came back to the boat and Haley's like, could you do some laundry there, babe? All right, normally that just means sticking my leg up on a chair, let the coochie air out, but in this case it actually means putting clothes in the dryer. All right.
And Camille was like, hold on, like, stop, hold on one second, I like, not right now, okay, I just need like a moment. And then Alyssa was like, babe, she's just asking if you could do the laundry. Can you do the laundry? That's like literally all you have to do is the laundry, babe.
Yeah, what's the toot about, babe? And then Camille's like, I'm going to take this to the captain. And Camille's yelling that she's a bully. And the captain's like, whoa, this is insane. It's like two people standing there with their arms outstretched, but not moving towards each other to close those outstretched arms around each other.
Whoa. That's insane. It's like a hug formation without the hug. What's even the point? And so they're still all yelling. And Camille's like, you're a bully, Alyssa. You're a bully. Well, you manipulate. Like, you're a manipulator.
And Alyssa's like, you keep like saying sorry for the attitude, but then like, babe, you just give me more attitude. She goes, attitude? You're the one with an attitude. And so the captain comes up and she's like, guys, stop. We're on fire. Just kidding. But we are on charter. Did I stop you thinking we were on fire? Whew, that was good.
It's a fire charter. Hey, listen. You guys both gotta compose yourself, okay? And if that involves a hug, so be it. Maybe you want to try one out right now, just like a see how it feels then. Yeah, come on, go do it. No, she's a bully, okay? She threatened to take my attitude to the captain. That's me, and I'm here, so I guess you didn't take the attitude to me. I brought me to you. See, that's what's called being proactive, girls.
You gotta check yourselves before you deck yourselves, okay, girl?
Yeah. That's right. So Alyssa's like, well, I'm saying I don't have an attitude and like I'm wrong for that because I said don't have an attitude. Hey, don't discuss this right now, okay? We got 10 douchebags upstairs, okay? And they need to douche around, okay? So let's get this chart through this charter. We got one more night, just like the inimitable Phil Collins says, one more night, just one more night, okay? Let's reset and let's get through the night.
I can't wait forever. So she's telling us, on a scale of 1 to 10, how unacceptable is this? 10 Phil Collinses, okay?
Now, I never said which side of the scale was the worst side to be on, but I think we can all get from the way my mind is speaking, my voice is speaking through my mind is speaking to my voice specifically, that 10 is the most Phil Collins you can be. That is like the part where the drum drops on In the Air Tonight. That's the boo, 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 unacceptable.
Yeah, you know, because I gave it a 10, and that makes it sound like it did really well at the Olympics. Whew. Well, they're no Gigi Fernandez, okay? Okay, they get a 1 Phil Collins, but a very, very Phil Collins-y 1, okay?
So 1 means it is the most unacceptable, even though it's the lowest number. You see, this is difficult, girls. Yachting isn't easy.
So she passes by Fraser and she goes, so this Camille thing. And he just goes, it's completely normal, actually. And just keeps like running down the stairs by her. And she goes, okay. Holy cannoli.
Oh, man. You know, I wanted to give out some more mad respects, but this is a real holy cannoli situation.
So Alyssa is serving drinks and everybody's doing cheerses. And so the captain's like, Camille, Camille, Captain Camille, Captain Camille, 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 Captain, Captain Camille, Camille and Captain, come on up, Camille. And Camille's like, oh God, how am I going to explain this to her? God, I suggest holding a box of Franzia with a straw poked into the top, Camille, during this meeting.
Seriously. And Haley turns to Fraser and goes, all that happened is Camille walked in and I said, do you mind doing the laundry? And she said, oh, hold on. And that doesn't bother me. But Alyssa took my side and said, hey, don't talk to Haley like that. And it's like, all I got to say is I was just about ready to wank myself off and now I lost it.
So now we're in the mess and Captain is with Camille. And Camille's just sitting there casually eating. I mean, the actual gonads on this girl. Are you fucking kidding me? I'm here to yell at you, not fucking watch you eat, you know?
Yeah.
So Fraser's kind of behind watching them. And Camille's like, so sorry, Captain. I mean, whatever. And she's like, that can never happen on a boat that I'm running. Do you understand? Now, listen, you will be fired if that ever happens again. And Fraser goes, yes, and I'd like to say, listen. And Camille's like, no, she's a bully, and she's tarnishing my reputation. And it's not even me. All I'm doing is standing up for myself. Tarnish. That's all she's doing.
Which is not what's happening at all. And Fraser goes, well, I know you are, so let's just leave it there. And Sandy is like, hey, I want to hear both sides, okay? Okay, I want to hear both sides. And Camille's like, so I was at the beach picnic, and I was like, I was loving every minute of it. And Fraser's like, yes, but I know it's bad, but we don't have to talk about it. And Sandy's like, no, I want to hear this story, okay? Finish. This isn't your call, Fraser, okay? I subscribed to this podcast, all right? So I'm going to listen to the whole story by Camille.
And Fraser walks off all pissed off holding a salad, which I don't know. I don't know why I love that image of just like a thin, pissed off person with a salad. I just feel like it's something that we don't get to see enough on TV.
Well, because he's like, I'm pissed off. But I'm committed to the salad because if I walk away without the salad, I'm going to eat some carbs.
So the captain's like, well, everybody has a side to the story. There's her side. There's his side. There's their side. There's our side. There's Fireside. Wow, that's a good comic. You know, you don't always really understand those, but you'll still find yourself smiling by the end of the day. There's the Family Circle side.
Yeah.
God, was that starring Dennis the Menace? What a cute kid.
You know, yeah, there's the Kathy side. She just likes chocolate. It's a pretty simple side. Usually the same thing, but good every time. Dilbert side? Wow, that office. Talk about a hostile work environment.
So Fraser passes Rachel in the hallway, and he's like, this is not how you run about or manage people. And she's like, fucking pussy fire, yeah.
So now Camille is continuing on with her totally biased story about her own ineptitude. And so she's like, okay, so I'm at like the beach picnic, right? And so I come back and then the first thing Haley wants me to do is like do some ironing. And I say, hey, can you guys give me 1 second? I just got on the boat. And Alyssa's like, what's all the attitude about? And she said she's going to bring me my attitude issues against you, me, little sweet Camille, because I'm on my last leg. And she goes on and on and on about my attitude. And she says, everyone notices and everyone has a problem with me, and I'm just like a sweet girl who dated a quarterback at one point in her life.
Well, you've changed your attitude, though. I've noticed that because I gave you an opportunity to change, and as far as I'm concerned, you showed me. It's like, thank you, Captain Sandy. Well, who yelled first? Tell me the truth. And she goes, well, I said it's not cool for you to threaten me with Captain Sandy. Well, yeah, she can't threaten you like that. Although, if you're going to be threatened, I mean, Captain Sandy, blessing or a curse, am I right? Like, what, is she threatening you with a good time? Oh, don't threaten me with a warm hug. I mean, come on. What kind of threat is that?
Don't threaten me with a with potential inspiration and lifelong memories.
So then we see Alyssa talking to Haley, and Alyssa's like, I mean, she called me a bully, queen of projecting much. I mean, she's had this attitude from day one. Cut to Camille going, yeah, she's like preyed on me from day one.
Alyssa goes, I've given her like 3 chances and she's used them all up. And Camille, she hasn't given me a chance. And so Alyssa's like, I don't deal with nobody's bullshit, but it's all bullshit. This is definitely like that scene in Soap Dish when it's like, it's them or me, David.
So Camille's whining and she's like, oh my God, she has a lack of respect for me as a human being. And now the captain is sitting in front of a giant bag of cornflakes, which I don't know why that makes me laugh, but like having a really serious conversation where it's just like the entire background is cornflakes. She's like, well, flakes. Whatever happens on a personal level, not important. What is required? Some kind of milk. Doesn't have to be from a cow. Listen, oat milk is thick. Is it a little gray? Sure, but goes down the same. Okay?
Camille, you're very special. Sorry. Camille, can you get me some Special K? I'd really like it. You know, these cornflakes are nice, but it's just not the same thing. I need that airy pop. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, good chat. Good chat.
Do you feel inspired? She's like, yeah, I'm so inspired. I won't do that again, Captain. Promise. And the captain's like, oh, God, my work here is done. Someone has been inspired. I just wrote, you sucker. You fucking sucker. Throw her off the side of the boat.
Seriously. So then upstairs, the guests, for a moment, we forget that we have some douchebags on board. So now we hear this one guy saying, I don't see a price tag. If it's Gucci, it's a Gucci. And if it's Prada, it's a Prada. And if I'm walking to a Lamborghini, I'm walking to buy it. And I'm not walking in to check the price. Lambo black with orange everything. Okay? Maybe even, I don't know, orange rims. I don't know. I'll be crazy.
And one of the other guys goes, a boom! A boom, bloody boom!
I like that he, like, is that like a flex to say you're just going to walk in and just buy a Lamborghini? I think it's okay to like walk in and see what the price is and go, oh, that's too much. Sorry, I'm going to buy a different, very expensive car.
Yeah, he's just so rich. He's like, I don't even understand poor people. What, they go into a Nissan shop and say, how much Nissan? Oh, loser. Disgusting. So then the captain is like, Alyssa, could you stop in the bridge, please? And she's like, sure. Okay, now listen, I'm from the school of thought that there's 3 sides to the story. There's your side, there's her side, there's his side, there's their side. There's our side. There's the far side. It's funny. That's a good one.
Yeah, like it's you know what? There's the far side, the comic, but there's the far side, the hip hop group. I'll tell you one thing. Funniest hip hop group I've ever seen. Gotta say. I didn't know they made comics.
There's the B side, which is the other side of a record. When you're after you're done playing the main song, you hear the B side, which is often a lot of times it's better than the A song. Oh, there's a B side, the blogger. Blogger's got Big Brother, he's fine.
Yeah. There's the flip side of a situation. Not to be confused with the flip it, who also is a blogger. Pretty good one.
There's a side pony. That's like a ponytail, but it's on the side. It's like, I have to get back to work soon. Okay, well, listen, I heard Camille's side, and then I'm going to tweet at Stephen King, and I'm going to ask for his side. And then one of you is probably going to have Kathy Bates come into her room and hobble your leg because you're not producing the storyline she wants. Do you understand what I'm trying to say here about sides?
Well, I guess what I'm trying to say is, hey, did you ever see the late 90s television procedural Homicide, Life on the Streets? It's great.
Yeah, well, Haley was just letting Camille know that there was like a garment to be seen. And then Camille was like, no, I'm not going to listen. Like, I'm over it. And then that's when I got into it with her. Okay, wow. This is still going, huh? And then we see Camille steaming the garment now. She goes, wow, I'm steaming a garment. Look at that. It's so easy. This is like literally how easy steaming a garment is.
Yeah, I feel like she's saying it to be like, why didn't you just do it yourself? Like, why'd you make me do it? You could have just done this. But like, that's the whole point, Camille. It is so easy. So why did you give attitude? Don't you understand, Camille? Camille, how can we help you? How can we help?
You can't help people like Camille. So then Alyssa's like, yeah. And then she's like, you're a bully. And like, da, 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 da. And then I'm like screaming. She's like screaming in my face. And then it's just getting like to that point where I'm letting her walk all over me at this point. Well, if someone's triggering you, you have to walk away because we're in charter. Or you have someone that you like go through their stuff until they find heroin pills that they've been sticking up their toenails.
Yeah, that's the dark side of yachting. Hey, another side. Wow, who would have thought? Okay, anyway, I'm gonna turn on HBO Max and watch my new favorite comedy, Southside, which is also
a side. Yeah, oh gosh, not really, you know what? I'm gonna watch it while I eat breakfast potatoes, which is the side dish.
Oh yeah. I'm going to listen to some Moby because you know what song of his I really like? East Side. Oh, such a good side. And the song.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Amazon Pickup is a convenient and secure way to collect your Amazon parcels from locations near you. Help keep gifts a surprise when you choose to pick up from an Amazon locker or counter. Parcels can be picked up on your schedule, and you can rest assured knowing that your packages are kept safe and secure. Plus, there's no additional cost to use an Amazon locker or counter. Find a convenient pickup point near your home, work, or the places you already visit. Amazon Pickup is the worry-free option for the times when home delivery isn't ideal. To find your nearest pickup location or to learn more, go to amazon.co.uk/wondery. That's amazon.co.uk/WONDERY.
Life is short, and it's full of a lot of interesting questions. What does happiness really mean? How do I get the most out of my time here on Earth? And what really is the best cereal? These are the questions I seek to resolve on my weekly podcast, Life is Short with Justin Long. If you're looking for the answer to deep philosophical questions like what is the meaning of life, I can't really help you. But I do believe that we really enrich our experience here by learning from others. And that's why in each episode, I like to talk with actors, musicians, artists, scientists, and many more types of people about how they get the most out of life. We explore how they felt during the highs and sometimes more importantly, the lows of their careers. We discuss how they've been able to stay happy during some of the harder times. But if I'm being honest, it's mostly just fun chats between friends about the important stuff. Like, if you had a sandwich named after you, what would be on it? Follow Life is Short wherever you get your podcasts. You can also listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
So she's telling us, yeah, you know what's charter? And I'm not thinking about Camille, and I'm not thinking about Alyssa, because it's Fraser who should be thinking about them. If this situation had been managed properly, this never would have happened. Who's in control of this boat? Niles?
Hold on one second. I gotta call Fraser. Okay. Hey, I'm a little concerned about the people on my boat. What do you think I should do? And no, I don't have eggs. No.
If you don't toss salad.
I don't have a toss salad either, no. Well. Okay, good talking. He didn't have an answer for me.
Ring, ring.
Hello?
This is Norma. Would you stop trying to cosplay Fraser with me? It's the creepiest fucking thing I've ever heard.
Well, maybe I'll cosplay Lilith, because you certainly seem to have a stick up your ass.
No, please don't. Listen, I'm trying to go to bed. There's been a lot going on. Then you're expecting me, calling me in the middle of the night, expecting me just to pop out some Fraser lines? I mean, who does that?
Someone who's attuned to pop culture and understands sensitivity. Someone who understands there are many different sides to a situation. And apparently the only side you understand is the one that's on your side, because that's where you're sleeping.
Well, listen here. You're about to get some Thai salad and broken legs. Okay? Because don't think I won't come over there with a baseball bat, you dumb bitch.
Well, you know what? If you come over here with a baseball bat, guess what I've got to say to you? Try to swing at these arms, which are giving you a big old hug. Norma, guess what? You need some love in your life. And if it's not coming from me, it's better come from someone else.
There's no crying in baseball. Was that from Fraser?
It was. No, that's from a league of their sides.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. God, I love sides.
Anyway, I'm still mad at you, so you should probably hang up before I do something hostile.
Okay, love ya.
Love ya, bitch.
Bye, whore. So then the guests want some snacks because they're terrible. Of course they are, right? They're just fucking terrible. So they're screaming for snacks and this and that, and Rachel is singing, "When you're a Dominican, you know, and clap your hands." And then the guests are line dancing now and doing all sorts of dancing, and the captain passes Fraser in the stairwell, and he's still got that fucking salad. He's still being all persnickety over the salad. So she passes him, and then she kind of turns. She's like, "Yeah, you know, in the future, don't ever do that to me again in front of a crew member." He's like, "Was it? Is it the iceberg? What's like, what have I done?"
You know what? I didn't realize you had some iceberg right there. Okay, hold on. You know, there's a reason why we always have to have someone in the wheelhouse looking after your lettuce, okay? Because after Titanic, they said, this is the law. Someone has to keep an eye on the lettuce.
So if I want to have a conversation with someone, I'm going to have a conversation with someone. Frasier! And he's like, "Oh, all right, well, copy." She goes, "Yeah, because what happened in front of my eyes can never happen again. Okay, great. Do we got that? Great, thanks." And he walks
No more Mr. Niçoise guy. That was a reference to your salad. Just keeping it light.
So he walks off and he's like, "Are you fucking kidding me? I'm going to take a breather now myself. How dare she?" So he walks off and the guests are getting ready for their big party that they're going to have. And then the captain goes down to the galley and she's talking to Rachel. She goes, "Whoa, Rachel, that is one massive carrot you got there."
"Yeah, well, why do you think I keep it around?" And then Sandy's like, "That's hilarious. That is hilarious. She keeps an extra carrot around because she loves carrots. Ah, I love good jokes." That's not really what I meant by that, Captain Sandy. No, I don't understand the joke then. I'm sorry.
I'm just glad you can see so well. "No, it's for your pussy, stupid." "Okay."
I thought it was all for right. Rabbits, not cats.
So then Camille is in bed bitching. Oh, no, she's in the mess hall with Ben bitching. So he's like, "What happened before?" And she's like, "I mean, I supposedly gave Alyssa quote-unquote attitude, and she, like, threatened to take my quote-unquote attitude to the captain because I'm, like, on my last leg." I mean, that's like a threat. Like, "I'm going to threaten your job as if she has the power to do so." And he's like, "Mm-hmm." Yeah, and she was saying, like, "Everyone has noticed my attitude. Everyone, really."
It's like you literally have attitude while you talk about this. So then Ben, stupid Ben, he's like, "For her to come to me as a safe place, a shoulder to lean on, that's what I want. I want a huge idiot crying on my shoulder. Yachting has always been a lonely place, and if you're on the receiving end of a lot of bullshit and you're also an idiot, then there's not many friends you have on board, and it's gonna get on the piss soon if she doesn't change what she's doing. Don't know what I mean by that, but there we go."
So the captain is like, "Now listen here, Fraser. I respect you. I respect what you're trying to do. But I will tell you this. When two people scream on a boat, this is where I start firing people." And he's like, "Oh, yeah, all right then. Okay, I didn't see that coming, but all right." Yeah, because I think a lot of people in Fraser's position, they want to be friends and they want to lead. And that's impossible. Because how many of your friends do you lead? Think about that one.
Yeah, put that one on for size. Listen, Fraser, you should know when there's tension, heads are going to roll, okay? You think Shelley Long just decided to leave your show? No, that was an executive decision, okay? So pay attention.
"Now, you know the personality, so I'm going to leave this with you. But they need to know that I'm aware and the seriousness of this. At one point, you'll figure it out and say, 'Wow, if I try,' you'll say, 'I've tried this, I've tried that. I've tried to eat a carrot. I've tried doing whatever it is that Rachel does with carrots. You know what? I'm too disturbed to keep talking about this. Just come to me after you've tried something, for fuck's sake."
Hey, and one last thing. You know how the dinosaurs died, right? Smoking. It's the far side.
Carrots. Watch
it. Check it out. Smoking yeah. Carrots. Yeah. Carrot smoke is toxic to dinosaurs. Just read the far side. You'll learn it all.
Well, I need Fraser to figure this out, because if he can't manage it, then maybe he's in a position he shouldn't be in. Dun, dun, dun.
So I mean, whose idea was it to hire a talk radio psychologist to run a yacht anyway? I mean, there's a lot of problems here.
God, when is he going to go bald? I mean, that man has been threatening to go bald for 40 years at least.
I've never seen someone have such short hair and long hair at the same time.
So the captain is now it's the guest, right? Rachel's like, let's do some booty shots.
With everything that went on with last night's dinner service, I need to smash this the fuck out of the park. They want Asian food with Indian canapes, so let's go. So now the food is starting to
hope you're go ready up there. To get fucked in the face with some patty puree. Me.
I missed that part.
She's just so ridiculous. She's like, yeah, first I'm going to do some panty fucking puree. I'm going to give it to him right in your face.
Her face is going to come. Yeah, panty puree. Oh, yeah.
I'm like, calm down. Jesus.
So the food comes to the table and the guests actually like it. They're like very happy with the canapes. They're very happy with the main dishes, etc. They're like, it's like a total about face from earlier. So Sandy's like, wow, what a day. Panty puri's going around. My new Far Side calendar arrived just in time for me to get fresh inspiration. What a day.
Camille and Alyssa pass each other in the hall and are just passive aggressive to each other. And Camille's like, yeah, if we ever got into a fist fight, bitch would be zonked. Oh, really?
Not sure about that.
So then let's see. They do some buckwheat soba noodles. She's just killing it. And even the panna cotta she killed, which I feel like panna cotta is always a trick on this show because it can just go so wrong. You know, every time I hear panna cotta, I'm like, no, don't do it.
Yeah. Any reality cooking show like Top Chef, how many panna cottas never set on Top Chef? Admittedly, on Top Chef, they always do that thing where it's like, chefs, you have 20 minutes on this quick fire to make a cheeseburger. Well, I decided to make a panna cotta. It's like, well, it's not a panna cotta challenge and you only have 20 minutes. It'll never work. And then it's just like a mess.
Yeah. So now the guests stay up partying all night and Alyssa has to stay up with them and they're like obsessed with their hookah, et cetera, et cetera. So then Camille goes to bed with Ben and they just fuck like rabbits above Tony. I'd be so pissed off. I would not. This would not fly with me.
But also, like, where is Tony's anger in this situation? Because, like, Ross says you have to wake up 5 minutes later. Or, like, you know, you have to wake up 5 minutes later. We need you 5 minutes earlier on deck or something like that. Ross fucks with his schedule just a little bit. He's like, I need all my sleep. I can't because if I don't have sleep, I'm cranky all day long. And now Ben and Camille are banging all night long. And he's like totally fine with it.
Yeah. So then, let's see.
So
not much is happening. Alyssa's work. I'm scrolling through notes.
Yeah. The guests are just like partying until basically like 4:50 in the morning. Tony wakes up at 4:30 in the morning at one point, and he goes out there, by the way, like shirtless, and they see him and they're like, Tony. And this was the exact thing I said last week, which is like, is what happens the day that he tries to go out there and the guests are still out there. And I'm just like mad because I feel like that's really unprofessional for him to go out there and like shirtless with his workout gear ready to work out and the guests are still out there, you know? And I'm like, I kind of felt like that moment I wanted like that moment of like, Tony's being so unprofessional. He's putting his workouts above everything else, including the guests. And we never really got that moment. And I was really upset.
Aww. So the guests finally go to sleep and offer to clean up for Alyssa, which is hilarious. And then the final day of charter, they're riding around during breakfast and Fraser's ordering smashed avocado and they're doing egg orders and blah 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 blah, and the captain is watching Katie do a great job on ropes and she's like, wow, I've got a great exterior team, interior could use a little work. Okay. That's just the truth. And then it cuts to Camille with an iron going, life is not real, this is all just a simulation.
If it's a simulation, then why don't you see what happens when you put that iron on your face. So Sandy, meanwhile, she's like moving the boat out of wherever they're docked. And she's like, nice riding boat. I can feel the weight. This is real nice. Love it. Love how this feels. Yeah. So Camille's like, tonight I am gonna rage. Like, dude, I'm literally getting smashed on board, which means she's not only gonna be an idiot, but she'll be a drunk idiot.
So, yeah, so the guests are leaving, and the main guy's like, well, I was not happy with the beach, but everything else was perfect. Everything else was no pebbles. And so they hand over a tip, and Haley waves, and she's like, goodbye, you absolute wankers. Never fucking come back again. Kisses.
Yeah, and Alyssa goes, I hope they fall off the dock. So it's like, all right, come on, everyone. Let's turn this boat around. So they're cleaning, and now it's time for the tip meeting. And Sandy's like, hey, congratulations on completing this charter. It wasn't easy. There was a lot going on. There were two cows that were talking, having a conversation about pulling a prank on a sheep. Oh, I'm sorry. I just saw my calendar again. That didn't happen at all. What was I saying?
It wasn't easy, but you worked long hours, you never stopped smiling, and you know what? Also, the client complains. You know, listen, you only have to worry about me complaining. The client complains or I complain. Who's more important? Me, that's for sure. And this is not a reflection of your work. I want everyone to know that. This is a reflection of a sad crew that's not being led very well. Here's 20 grand.
Listen, as Bob Marley once sang, you can please some people sometimes, but you can't please all the people and all the douchebags, okay? $20,000 tip, even though they were just bragging about how they just walk into car dealerships and just buy Lamborghinis because they really don't care about money, means nothing to them, so they decided not to
give as you guys McDonald's tip. Said one time, hold the pickles, hold the lettuce, special orders don't upset us. All we care is that you let us have it your way. Don't get a tip, you all suck. Okay, great times. go clean something.
Yeah. So Alyssa's like, hearing that amount is not acceptable. Like, we should have had a security deposit for these fuckers. They're burning shit up. And then we see, I didn't realize that they had actually damaged one of the tables. They had actually, I think the hookah had scorched one of the tables up on deck. And Sandy was inspecting it and goes, wow. That is not okay. This is like the Norma of tables. It is not okay.
So they are getting ready to go out and party. And Haley's like, what do you want to do about it? What are you going to do about it? You're going to let them all hang out? So I even wish. I think it's just going to be tits, knees, and an ass crack. It's all I envision for myself. And Alyssa's like, I just need to like stay away from Camille because she like called me a bully. She's like ridiculous. She reminds me of my dad or something. And then he goes, oh my God, that's horrible to say.
Yeah, like when I've forgiven her so many times, it's like taking a piece of me and giving it to them, you know? And she says that she's not going to allow anyone to bully her. So now Camille is looking for a sharpener for her makeup. And she's like, do you have a sharpener? Do you have a sharpener? Do you have a sharpener? So she goes up to their room and she's like, you have a sharpener? And no one has one. And so then Alyssa leans into Camille's face and goes, I hate you.
Camille's like, yeah, I hate you, but like we need to work it out. Just, but you like trigger me and you give me attitude and I give you 2 times the attitude back because you started it. And to be honest, like I can't even forgive you because like at this point I just have to protect myself. She goes, what am I supposed to be forgiven for? She says, your attitude, Camille. Yeah, but I can take responsibility for my attitude, but like, I think you have to realize it, how you've been with me as well. She's like, I feel like I've been understanding and forgiving, babe. Everyone agrees, right, everyone? Right. Yeah, did you hear that? Hey, everyone, do you hate Alyssa? Do you hate Camille, everyone? Yeah. See, that was everyone who said it, so...
Why are you doing sock puppets? That's so weird. Okay, you know what? I don't need forgiveness. I need an apology. So Haley does this thing where she's like, I just feel like I'm in the middle of this. I don't want to be in the middle of it anymore. I don't want to be in the middle. I kind of feel like I kind of want Haley to... Haley's vibe is so cool. I kind of want her to be like, you know what, Camille? Shut the fuck up. You're being terrible. And I'm saying this is not just on Alyssa. It's on... Like, I feel this way too. I love Haley. I actually really love Haley. But... I kind of want her to stick up for Alyssa more.
So Alyssa's like, well, like, you don't like someone correcting you?
But, like, that's fine. It's just not fine for this industry. She's like, oh, really? Well, you don't think saying that you're going to run my attitude back to the captain is offensive? We're supposed to be a team. Yeah, but you give what you get, and you give attitude. So that's what attitude, the attitude's returned to you. So then Ben comes in. He's like, guys, could you stop? This is really annoying all the way around. And Camille's like, Ben, this has nothing to do with you.
I hate when guys do that, when girls are sort of like working things out and guys like, guys, can we like not like do this right now? This is just like, it's just sort of bothering everyone. I hate that. So Frasier checks in because now Camille walks away and then Frasier checks in. Alyssa's just crying. She's like, she knows I literally don't fuck with her and all I want to do is get ready. It's like, get out of my space, you dumb bitch.
And Frasier's like, I will take care of this right now. Oh, Camille, you look great. You can borrow my eyeliner pencil. It's in my belongings.
Seriously. So then, meanwhile, the guys are still doing the guy thing where Ross goes, what's all that noise going on down the corridor? And Ben goes, oh, I hate Alyssa. It's just the way she fucking goes about doing everything. The way she has very reasonable frustrations with the girl that I'm sleeping with.
So then Camille's talking to Katie and she's like, yeah, we're like trying to figure it out. But you know what I learned? Like, there's no figuring out shit with her. And Camille's like, oh my God, there's more champagne. We should have some more champagne right now. And then she just switches straight to tequila. So it's looking like trouble. Might be trouble ahead.
So now they all head out to the vans. They go to a restaurant and they're all sitting at this table and of course, Katie is snuggled right up with Ross. His arm is around her shoulder. And you're like, what is this dumb idiot doing snuggling up to this guy who like clearly has no real interest in her despite anything he might say about there being any sort of connection? Like he's just looking for some steady, well, I was going to say some steady pussy, but like he's not even getting that from her. I don't know what he wants out of this situation, but the only thing she's going to get out of it is heartache.
This is my least favorite storyline. It's on every single show now on Below Deck.
Oh my God, I hope he can show me he's changed, but like, I don't think he will. But like, my ex was hugely unfaithful, so I'm gonna watch him. I'm gonna be watching him.
Girl, yeah, you tell him. You tell him, Katie.
Wow, I can't believe that his a lifetime of his behavior hasn't changed after 6 days on this boat. Like, what do you, girl? Go change your standards of who you're interested in. Okay, if your ex boyfriend was unfaithful and you actually were in a relationship with him and you were not able to change him, why would you think you're going to be able to change this guy? Why?
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So then Ross and Alyssa are smoking, and Alyssa's like, I'm not even a smoker, but I'm like gonna smoke right now because like I need someone else to be there, and then I'll be a smoker. And so Katie sees this because she's flirting with Ross, right? Like she's trying to be flirty, and Katie's like, oh God, look at the bar, just look.
And Ben's like, is it Alyssa? And then we see, like, it's Alyssa, and she's being very, very flirty, and she's asking, like, are you, like, rock solid with that Miami girl? And he's like, I mean, I guess, yeah. She's, I mean, even that answer, you don't have to explain anymore. Like, I kind of get what you're feeling. You know what I mean? Right?
And he tells us, Alyssa's naughty, but I have real emotion with Katie. Who knows? Whatever, I might be too attached to handle Alyssa at work.
He says that Alyssa is like a wild card. He's like, she's wild, and Alyssa would just be fun, and who knows, I might not even be able to handle Alyssa in bed. No, I would.
And she's like, I'm a workhorse at work, but like, I'm a play pony when I'm playing. Does that work with anybody?
I don't think so. It doesn't even work on Ross, who
Ross when he gets masturbates drunk, 14 times a day.
Okay. 14 times a day. He grinds up on lampposts, and even he walked away from that one. So then Camille orders a sex on the beach at the table, and Alyssa's like, that's so basic. Ha ha ha. I'm feeling like a bitch tonight.
And so Camille's like, yeah, whatever. I know she's just trying to get me, so I'm just going to be fake, and I can be really good at being fake. So she holds Alyssa's hand, and then Alyssa just falls asleep on the table.
Yeah.
She's like, I guess they're drunker than we thought.
Yeah, so then Haley and Fraser walk away to talk, and Haley's like really fed up about their fighting, and she's like, she basically is like, I don't know, like, what else you can do other than get rid of one of them. And Fraser's like, but like, I can't lose Liz at this stage. She's an amazing worker, and Camille has been the problem. And then Haley goes, yes, but Camille is also a very good worker. Did I mention that it's opposite day today? It's just wonderful worker.
And Camille comes up and hears that. And she's like, oh my God, are you guys calling me a good worker? Wow. You guys, let's go. You can talk about my good work at the next place. And Fraser's like, yes, I am saying nice things. And she's like, yeah, but you know what? Say what you want, because like, I got me regardless. Because like, you guys are getting so worked up, but I'm always there for me.
And Haley's like, but you were screaming in my cabin earlier. And Fraser's like, this is falling on me and I'm trying to fix it. Well, I'm not sat here saying I don't like Camille. It's like, oh, this is so pathetic. I don't know why Fraser, like, why is this a hard decision? Camille is a disaster. I don't know why, like, oh, but she's a good worker when she's literally not a good worker at all.
Fraser is not doing great here, and he's 100% being a wuss. And I get that it's his first time being chief stew and everything, and I kind of love like his disaster way about going about it, where he's just like, here's what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna show everyone by hoping for the best. Yeah, just God please let it work. Like, I kind of like that, but this is really bad. I mean, that Camille is still here and treating people like this is, I'm embarrassed for you.
Yeah, exactly. So now they all go into the vans, and they and Ben is like super rude to Alyssa. He just tells her to get in and shut up, and he's like, you brought the whole mood down for everyone. I was like, wait, what? Alyssa didn't do anything.
Yeah. So Alyssa's like, I mean, please, your girl brings the mood down for everyone, and you want to like live in like this false reality because like your girl's a nasty ass bitch. And Tony's like, get me out of this circus. So he goes back to the boat. He's like, no thanks.
Yeah, but the rest of them, they just go to a club. So then now Alyssa's like crying in the backseat because of everything, and you know, and she's crying because she told Fraser that Camille was talking shit about her and that Fraser wasn't really believing her, etc. But she's also kind of just like drunken emotion happening right here. So they go to this club, and Alyssa's like avoiding Ben because she's mad at him because he was a dick to her. And Ross trying to rally everyone and saying, listen, we're a team, we need to work together, etc. So that's what's going on over at the club.
Well, Alyssa gets really mad at Fraser, and she's like, he literally just told me to shut up, and you guys are like, you're acting paranoid, but like, I'm not acting paranoid. And Fraser's like, I didn't say to shut up. And she goes, I literally told you that she was talking to shit, and like, I fucking told you, and you were like, she's not. Like, she's so drunk. And then when Camille gets out of the car, she goes, yeah, he's obsessed with Camille and her diseased pussy, so. Yeah, so she's on one tonight. So then, yeah. You know what? I know what everybody really watches this show for, to watch Cam try to twerk. So let's do that, guys.
Camille twerking in the club and everyone dancing. And Tony's back in the boat, by the way, and now he's just like looking for forks and knives because he brought back like 3 Tupperwares of food from the restaurant. So he's just gonna eat lots of food. And then but now Haley is mad because Haley didn't like the attitude that Camille gave her at the restaurant. So she's like, you know, it's not going to get better. No, all I've ever done is be supportive of her. So after tonight, fuck off. So you know it's a bad situation if Haley has finally taken a side in this fight. Like, she just minutes ago was saying how she doesn't want to be in the middle, but now she's saying fuck off to Camille. So you know Camille is now on her last legs.
Yeah, and Alyssa's like, I'm not going to lie. Like, if we go one down, we're fine. And so Fraser says, well, Cap has told me to shut down the situation, but it's up to me to make a decision. And it kills me, and I hate it. I think I'm going to trim my pointing finger, because honestly, the nail's a little bit too late. All right, everyone, see you at work tomorrow. Cheers. Thanks a lot.
It's difficult. I've been pushed to have to make an incredibly difficult situation, one I did not want to have to make, but it appears I will have to do it. Tomorrow, I choose a Cobb salad.
So then, let's see. They get home and go to bed, I guess. Oh, no. Ross is sitting on Rachel, and Alyssa then gets on top of him. So it's like a sandwich. It's like a Ross is the meat in this sandwich.
Yeah.
And then he ends up getting up and going to hug Katie from behind. And Cam leaves to bone Ben. And so Ben and Camille go fuck while Tony tries to sleep.
Yeah.
I can't. We can't. I cannot. Wild. I'm triggered.
I know.
So then the captain is talking about what a great sleep she has. And Frasier's like, well, last night the answer was, I can't take the negativity. And Haley's like, you want to give one more chance, don't you? You're the chance giver. Just give a chance, Frasier. You know you want to. And he goes, yes, because I've been there. And I've been Frasier. The man of chances. People have been giving me chances for years. No one believed in me, but I turned it around, and now look at me.
I used to be an absolute mess when I was younger. My hair was parted on the left, and sometimes I only unbuttoned my top button. But now I have gotten it all together. So he's going to give her a chance. So then there's just like cleaning. Because they have a day off before the next charter, so everyone's cleaning, and now we can have a preference sheet meeting. And hey, the new charters are Alex and Louisa. Louisa is pregnant, and Alex doesn't drink, and they want a multi-course, all-around-the-world meal, okay? So, you know, we're going to have some water toys, food from around the world. It's going to be a great time.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, you haven't partied till you've partied with a 27-week-old pregnant lady. Let's get it going. So then, clean, 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 and work, 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 and Katie and Ben, Rachel sees Katie and Ben. What are they doing? Okay, who cares?
I don't know.
Basically,
I don't know.
Basically, everybody's working, and Camille is already starting to party too hard, right? So yeah, she's in the bed, and she pops open champagne, and the guys come in, the deckies come in, and Katie's like, what are you doing? You want to drink, guys? You want to drink with us? And then Camille passes Frasier, and she's like holding, I think, the bottle at this point, or a giant glass. And he goes, what are you doing? She says, drinking wine. He goes, no. She goes, no, it's not wine. He goes, no, you're not drinking. She goes, well, I'm literally like done with my stuff. He goes, done with what? She goes, with all my tasks. He goes, you don't drink on the job, Camille. Come on, babe. It's not holiday.
She goes, yeah, but I'm also just a human. Okay, I'm sorry. I'll put this away. I can't believe she said, when he says don't drink on the job, she goes, but I'm human. And she goes, okay, you know what? I'm going to go get the tea towels I left on the counter because I did leave them on the counter. So see, I'm responsible. And I'm going to take care of that. And Frasier's like, seeing Camille with a pint-sized glass of champagne, it shows she has no care in the world. And Rachel basically tells Frasier, because Rachel's been watching this, she's like, yeah, she's been like drinking all day long, okay? Like, at least get your shit done if you're going to be fucking cocked.
And Camille's like, I mean, what the fuck? I'm like a human being, okay? So then she goes and joins Katie, Ben, and Ross on the deck to keep drinking more. And they go down, like, to the dock to drink, yeah, right?
They're on the dock.
So she actually leaves the boat. So she's like, oh, my God, he's fine. I think we, like, came out, like, to an understanding or so. I don't really care, to be honest with you.
Yeah. So Frasier is, like, livid. And now Alyssa's like, we see Alyssa's making beds, Haley's cleaning stuff, and Frasier is just, like, everyone's working but Camille. So Frasier's like, Camille, Frasier, location please. And she goes, aft deck. So then he goes to the aft deck, and she's like walking up the passerelle to get onto the boat. And he goes, that's not the aft deck, that's outside, Camille. And she goes, no, but I'm coming onto the aft deck. And she goes, he's like, well, I just got out of cabins and they're not done. She goes, well, I did all my jobs and I helped the girls.
Yeah, like I did all my jobs and I helped them do all of theirs. He goes, well, the bed shouldn't look like this. He whips out the phone. He's taking pictures.
She goes, I know, he has evidence, which is bad.
She's like, that must have fallen. He goes, well, that one's not done. She goes, oh, yeah, I forgot that was like a thing. He goes, there's literally no bed in the master. What did you do with the bed? Oh, yeah, I forgot. I put it, I think it's in the bathroom. I forgot where I'm putting it.
Oh, yeah, shit, I forgot about that. And meanwhile, Katie, the deckies are like watching this, and Katie goes, good thing my boss has a crush on me. I'm like, oh, gosh, I don't think he has a crush on you. I think it's just proximity, okay?
Yeah.
So then Frasier like, notes that Camille has an excuse for every single thing that he points out. And then he goes, and what are you drinking? And she goes, Vouvray Cloquet, which, by the way, first of all, the way she says it is one thing. But also, I noticed that they were drinking Veuve, and I was like, is that allowed? Veuve is expensive. Or is that for the crew to drink Veuve? So he goes, that's guest champagne, Camille, you stupid, stupid idiot. They're drinking the Veuve.
So good. So he's like, God, I can't get a wink of sleep because I'm terrified of making the wrong decision. And now she's not even doing a job. And then we just see her contorting all over the bed, like screaming for Ben to come in. So now it's the morning again. And Tony's like, working out.
Yeah.
And Camille's like, I guess I haven't gotten to that part yet. And Frasier goes, it's okay. And so he goes, Haley and Lissa, today we need a work schedule because it's time to radio the captain. And Haley's like, oh my God, is it actually happening or is he giving her another chance? I don't know, should I require lube or not? Right, who's getting fucked? Give a girl a little warning.
Can I watch? So Frasier's like, Captain, the reason why I'm having this conversation is because as much as I adore Camille as a person, which is not at all, actually, I truly, truly do adore her. Again, not very much. Last night was the final straw for me. And Sandy's like, you know, to me, I'm so tired about hearing about Camille. I mean, she's the common denominator in all this. Camille, 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 Clamazel. You know, it's been for decades I've been hearing about that.
Yeah, I'm sick of her. So, you know what? Good for you making a decision. Good for you. Wow, I'm so proud of you. You know, that's another growing experience. It was the right decision. He's like, I promise you, now everything will run beautifully. And then we hear dong, dong, yeah, like the horror dongs.
Yeah,
the death knell. So then Camille, come to the bridge, Camille. Come to the bridge. So Camille comes up slowly eating. Still, God, she's so fucking disrespectful, this one. I can't with her.
So they're all like waiting, like, oh my God, it's happening. She's going to lose her job. She's going to lose her job. Oh my God, she's finally going to lose her job. So in my mind, I'm thinking she's not going to lose her job. I'm thinking, okay, it's the fake at work. Sandy's going to say, listen, I want to fire you, but I see something in you and I want to see that thing grow because I know you have it in you. But she sits down and Sandy goes, listen, this isn't easy for me, okay? And of course, what I'm talking about is creating a scale of unacceptability because one feels like it really should be the worst, most unacceptable, but 10 is like the most of something. How do you make a scale, Camille? Can you help me out?
Like, this is hard. Is this meeting supposed to be hard?
And so then as soon as she says, this is hard for me to do, Camille goes, oh my God, no, really? Really? She goes, yeah, I'm letting it go this morning. And it goes, to be continued.
And Camille just has a shocked face. What an idiot. As
always. They're always so shocked.
Absolute moron. But God, you're a fun moron to watch. I will give you that one. Super, super fun times. Everybody, thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, fun times. Don't forget to go out to watchercrappins.com and get your pre-sale tickets for Foxwoods and Boston, or just your regular sale tickets for all the other locations. Anyway, we'll be back with a million more recaps this week, so we'll catch you on the next one. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C.
Dana Do.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya. The Bay Area Betches bitches.
And our super premium sponsors, the incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Erica 500 Days of Summers.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Undo your fasteners, it's Aaron Kastner.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.